Good morning. This is Akashvani Kohima, the morning news read by Catholina. Prime Minister Narendra Modi yesterday hosted members of the 7 all-party delegations, which recently visited various countries as part of India's diplomatic outreach to convey its strong stand against Pakistan-sponsored terrorism after Operation Sindoor. The meeting, which took place at the Prime Minister's residence in New Delhi, was attended by Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju, DMK MP Kanimori, BJP MPs Ravi Shankar Prasad, Anurag Singh Thakur, Bansuri Swaraj, Nishikant Dubey, Congress MPs Shashi Tharoor and Manish Tiwari and others. The delegation visited 33 countries as part of India's diplomatic outreach to expose Pakistan globally. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar has warned Islamabad on cross-border terrorism, saying New Delhi will strike deep into Pakistan if provoked by terrorist attacks. He asserted that there will be retribution against the terrorist outfits and their leadership in case of barbaric acts like the recent Pahalgam attack. Dr. Jaishankar, who is currently visiting Europe, stated this in an interview with an American political digital newspaper. Addressing the Indian community representatives of Luxembourg and Belgium, Dr. Jaishankar again warned that India will retaliate against terrorism regardless of its location in Pakistan.
Prime Minister Modi says Operation Sindoor is not over. There's a clear message there saying we reserve the right to go after terrorists anytime, anywhere, if they have done harm to our people. We are more than unbroken. We are very determined. And this time we wanted to send that message saying enough is enough.
The Jan Man survey, launched on the Narendra Modi app or Namo app on completion of 11 years of the Narendra Modi government in office, has quickly gained significant traction, over 5 lakh responses from citizens across the country in a single day. Prime Minister Modi had urged everyone to take part in a survey on the Namo app on India's growth journey over the last 11 years. Union Minister of State for Road Transport and Highways Harsh Malhotra has credited Prime Minister Narendra Modi for introducing a politics of performance in the country. In a podcast with Akashvani News, Mr. Malhotra commended the Modi government for taking bold and decisive steps on socio-economic and strategic fronts. Describing the union government as responsive and responsible, Mr. Malhotra said that it not only looks after the welfare of its citizens within the country, but also ensures their protection abroad whenever needed.
ये ईज ऑफ डूइंग बिजनेस की बात कर रहा हूँ, जिसमें आज भारत विश्व स्तर पर 160 से 62वें पायदान पर आकर खड़ा हुआ है, उसके पीछे प्रधानमंत्री जी का विजन.
The full podcast is available on Akashvani's YouTube channel, News on Air Official and other social media platforms. As a run-up to International Day of Yoga 2025, Akashvani News Kohima brings you a special series, Practice Yoga for Good Health and Wellness. Each day, we discover different postures to stay healthy with yoga. This morning, we explore on Pavana Muktasana or the wind-releasing posture. Pavan means wind and Mukta means to release or to make free. This asana is useful in removing wind or flatulence from the stomach and intestines. It removes constipation, decreases the bloating sensation in the abdomen, and aids digestion. The asana offers deep internal pressure, massage, and stretching of the muscles, ligaments, and tendons in the pelvis and waist region. It also tones up the back muscles and spinal nerves. Kohima police personnel from Setsa Zubza police station have arrested 4 habitual offenders linked to a string of theft cases spanning the past 3 years. The arrests were made yesterday following a complaint filed by a resident of Setsa. The accused, aged between 20 and 28, have been identified as Trongso Kyung Yim, Thungao Lu, Kresi Tuo Zavitsa, and Roko Zhao Semu. According to police, the group had been systematically stealing scrap materials, automobile parts, engine components, batteries, and other valuables from a business establishment located at the old KMC dumping site since 2023. The stolen items are estimated to be worth around 4 lakh rupees. The suspects are also allegedly involved in the theft of iron materials belonging to the National Highways and Infrastructure Development Corporation Limited, intended for the ongoing 4-lane highway project at Zubza. A case has been registered and further investigation is underway, police said. And Kelele Daho, 19, was crowned Miss Universe Nagaland 2025 during the grand finale held at the Regional Center of Excellence for Music and Performing Arts, RSEMPA Jotsuma, in Kohima last evening. Reigning Miss Nagaland Anong Konyak, also 19, was declared the first runner-up, while 20-year-old Tai Lee Konyak secured the position of second runner-up. With that, we come to the end of morning news. Stay tuned as we will be back with the evening English news at 7:20. Have a nice day.